Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The election we just had was an unexpected, hard-to-imagine shock to the ruling Democratic Party. In fact, it had to be a surprise to a lot of people, myself included. And yet, when I recall the opinions on national issues that I gathered from the National Association Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City last year, I should have seen it coming. And here are a few lines from my radio commentary entitled Heartland Attitude, delivered right after the NAFB convention last year. Last week, I attended the annual convention of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I was surprised to witness the almost universal anger and disenchantment with the leadership in Washington, D.C. Heartland America is not happy with what is going on. They think the government spending is way too much. They are convinced that the health care overhaul will cost a ton of money that we don't have. Cap-and-trade legislation will result in more taxes and do nothing to help our planet. As we all know, the widespread disenchantment with the Obama administration's policies did not improve in the ensuing year. In fact, it just got worse and culminated in the political bloodbath on November the 2nd. And I think that with the growing power and influence that the Tea Party movement has demonstrated, this is our chance to put the brakes on big government power grab. In 1964, 46 years ago, Ronald Reagan gave a speech entitled, A Time for Choosing. That famous speech was timely then, as its message is timely now. He said the issue to decide is whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. I think we have chosen to take our government back. It won't be easy, but neither was the Reagan Revolution. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.